Last night in the Tarawih Salah, the 18th para was recited, Surah Mu'minun, and after Surah An-Nur. The ulama says that the subject matter of this surah is the tubillah connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's the great importance of it, and what are the qualities of those who have built up their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts mentioning that the first great benefit is they will be successful. And ulama says success is general, dunya, qabar, akhirat. This is for the people of iman. قَدَ فْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ The first quality they have got is iman. And then thereafter Allah ta'ala mentions seven qualities. First one, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ That in their salah they have got khushu, concentration, devotion in their salah. They are turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of the Mufassirin mentioned Abdullah ibn Abbas Musaqli that خَائِفُونَ سَاكِتُونَ that their bodies are motionless. They are not moving their bodies. سَاكِدُونَ and خَائِفُونَ in their heart. They've got the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they are performing salah. So we are still very far from that. Allah give us, very far from that. Allah give us the reality of salat. So this is the quality, first quality of the believers, is that they've got khushu and concentration and devotion in their salah. The second quality, Allah ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ That these people who turn away completely from love, futile actions. Some ulama say it means the highest level of love is kufr and shirk. They turn away completely from that. And they say the next level is of kuna and sin. They turn away from that. And the third level they say is la ya'ani. Futile things. So all of these things they turn away from the people of iman. They don't waste their time because they know they've got the object of life, which is akhirat, the life of the year after. If not, Allah Ta'ala has not mentioned tarikun, that they leave out futile things. But Allah Ta'ala says, i'raz, they turn away completely from it. That means there's nafrat and hatred in their hearts for these things. They've got no liking for it. So a person has to make such an effort that eventually guna, the hatred of guna must come into a person. Not that a person stays away, that's the first level. But eventually a time must come into a person of true iman is when a person has got hatred for all of these things. Even la ya'ani, even futile things. He completely turns away from that. And وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ Can have two meanings. One is that they are giving their zakat always. They make sure their money, monetary dealings are correct and they are giving their zakat. Or those people who are engaged in the tazkiyah, always trying to purify their heart from jealousy, from pride, from malice, from all of the evil qualities, they're trying to cleanse themselves. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ And those people who are protecting their private parts. إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ إِيمَانُهُمْ However, Allah Ta'ala says, so this is the normal quality that they protect themselves, their izzat and their chastity. But on their wives and their slave girls, فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ There's no malamati, there's no blame upon them. If they go and fulfill their desires, there's no blame. It's not the object of life. This is not the object of life to fulfill one's desires. But if a person fulfills his desires and there's no blame upon him, Shariat has given ijazat for it. But for many ittaqa wa ra'a dhalika fa ulaika humul adun. Whoever seeks anything besides this, then these are the people who have exceeded the bounds. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi says, he has included masturbation. Those people who masturbate, they also are not protecting their private parts. Nakihul yadi mal'unun, a person who makes nikah with his hand, a person who masturbates is cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one narration comes, one of the Tabi'in has mentioned that I've heard there will be certain people who will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah, when they will wake up and their hands will be pregnant. This will be actually embarrassment for them. And you see that they are the people who used to play with their private parts. So Allah Ta'ala protect and save us from this year. And included in here the ulama is homosexuality, lesbianism, where a person has relations with his wife from behind, anal sex. This is all of this is included in this idea that these people have exceeded the bounds. They haven't got true iman within themselves, or to a person goes to his wife during a haiz, during a menses. So all of these things are not permitted at all. And then the next quality Allah mentions, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَحَدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ Those people who always look after the amanat and the trust, and the pacts and promises which they make with people, they are very particular with it. Their business dealings are correct. Their word which they have said with somebody, they are particular with that. So all of these qualities they have got within themselves. And again Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ Those who protect their salah, they are very particular about their wuzu, how they will stand in salah, the postures of salah and all of these things, the times of salah, they are very particular, they look after it. Allah Ta'ala says, these are the people who will inherit, and what will they inherit? Al-Firdaus. The highest levels of Jannah, which is called Firdaus. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is in the middle of Jannah, very high position. When you ask Allah Ta'ala for the highest, ask Allah Ta'ala for Firdaus, you're not worthy of it. But if you're asking Allah Ta'ala for Firdaus, then we should make the correct effort to bring these sifat and qualities within our life. Allah Ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq. Ya after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why not? Should we become have ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has created us, and from what from the nutfa, from the sperm, Allah ta'ala has created us, and through different stages Allah ta'ala took us, and eventually then Allah ta'ala created our food for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many bounties in this world. In the animals also Allah ta'ala has given us milk from there. So many different bounties. Think about the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to build up your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remind yourself. And on the other hand, think about the punishments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Example, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam came to his people. They were not prepared to accept. And all other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala mentions about them. Musa alayhi salam, he went to Firaun. And Hud alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people. They did not accept. They eventually were destroyed. And all of them came with the same message, which was given to the Anbiya alayhi salam also. Kulu minat tayyibat wa amalu salihah. Eat from the pure and the wholesome food, and do good actions. And wa ana rabbukum fattaqun. I am your Rabb, I am your Creator, and sustainer, fear me. Ulama said that this is actually the crux and the whole Quran Sharif and all the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Eat the good and the pure food, do good actions, and have the fear and taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Become a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the maqsad and object. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people of Iman, they've got these qualities also, that they've got fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They got true Iman in the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never ever make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever actions they are doing, وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ, they have got fear in their hearts. They have to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it will be accepted or not accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have got this fear within themselves. Not they are doing actions. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this idea. Does it mean that those people who are stealing and making zina, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, those people who are performing salat and they are fasting, then they have got fear in their heart, but it's accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what, after a person does a good action, the person must always have fear whether he's accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. Not that he has done a good action now and it's finished, but a true believer has got that fear within his heart. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again mentions many bounties, Allah ta'ala has given us our eyes, our ears, our hearts. But very little bit of shukr and thanks we make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has spread us out in the earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, He's the one who has given us life, given us life, the day and the night. All of these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can a person turn to anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that when death comes to a person, then many people will ask to be returned back in this world. So now they can go and do good actions. It's too late now to build up a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We had enough chance in this world. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that these people, how they will be embarrassed and disgraced in akhirat, in the year after. And they used to laugh at the people of Iman. The people who used to do good actions, they used to laugh at them. They took them as a joke. They forgot to make the dhikr and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were laughing at the matters of deen, laughing at the people of deen. So today they are getting the punishment of this year. And when they will ask them, how long did you people stay in the earth with regards to years? They say it was like one day only, or part of a day. We're not even sure how much of time you spent in this world. It was such a short time. It will be said to them that إِلَّا بِسْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِينَ. And you stayed in a very, very short time in this world. If only you people had known. We have not created you in this world for tomfoolery, just to pass the time as an amusement, as a playtime. And didn't you know that you'll have to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this will be told to a person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the ending, the beginning, it says that the people of Iman, they are truly successful. At the end of the surah, it says, لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. The kuffar will never be successful. Come out of this year, make dua to Allah ta'ala always. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَرْحَمُ أَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّحِيمِينَ. Always ask Allah ta'ala, oh Allah, forgive me, shower your mercy upon me. Showering the mercy upon me means, let me follow the deen properly. Bring all of the sifat and qualities within myself. So this is the dua we should make to inshallah for also steadfastness of Iman and for Allah ta'ala to forgive our sins and to shower His mercy always upon us. The next surah is Surah An-Nur, and this surah, the subject matter and the theme is the protection of a person's ismat and chastity and purity, imbibing within oneself good akhlaq and character. And chastity is a very important quality. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually something to the effect he mentioned that teach your ladies the Surah An-Nur. Teach the woman folk, because there are many masail regarding a person's chastity, how he must protect himself. The worst immorality is when a person commits zina, fornication, adultery. Fornication is referred to where an unmarried person, he does an evil action with another woman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says such an evil action it is that lash every one of the two of them 100 times. less them. Normally we try to hide the faults of a person. But when a person exceeds the bounds and he goes and does wrong, then less them 100 times. And don't have any mercy in your heart regarding the matters of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you believe in Allah and the day of Qiyamah, don't become overcome by feelings of mercy for these people. And let a whole jamaat of people come and witness it. So they will understand the evil of this quality of this action of zina. When a person commits zina, his iman actually comes out of his heart and it goes to a certain place and it waits until the person is finished that evil action, then it comes to a person back in a very weakened form. So actually like that iman leaves a person at that time. And there are many other wa'id and warnings that the person has lost. What a great bounty Allah Ta'ala has given him halal, and now a person is gone towards haram and he's doing such an evil action. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that however on the one side it's a person must stay away from it, but on the other hand you don't just accuse anybody of zina and fornication. If a person accuses somebody and you haven't got 4 witnesses, then that person you will be lashed 80 times. So it's not that so easy now just to go and accuse somebody. There was 4 witnesses, they saw this evil action, this person in public did it, or he himself goes and makes iqrar and he tells the government that I did this, the Islamic government, I have done this wrong action. And today unfortunately there is no Islamic government, so if a person has done this evil action, the only way out is actually tawbah. Abundance of tawbah and istighfar must make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and regret and never ever go back to this action. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions if a husband and sees his wife involved in evil, then what must he do there? He can't go and get 4 witnesses. So there are certain masail which is called li'an that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this year. And then the incident of ifk is mentioned where certain munafiqs and hypocrites accuse the most purest woman, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, Siddiqa radiallahu anha, of this evil action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَحْسَبُوا شَرًا لَكُمْ. They are accusing you, don't think it's a very bad thing. فَلُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Actually it's very, very good for you that your rank will increase so much. And because of this, your innocence was proven in the Quran Sharif. If no one accused you, Allah would not have mentioned this ayah. 10 ayahs of the Quran Sharif came to show the innocence of Aisha radiallahu anha and to show a great and lofty superior and superior status. In the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned. For the other people, Hazrat Maryam radiallahu anha, Allah ta'ala made a small child speak. For other people, the children used to speak in the cradle, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. But for Aisha radiallahu anha, Allah ta'ala sent ayahs of the Quran Sharif down to prove her innocence. So this is a great virtue for her. And Mawlana Lahori rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that another great lesson we will learn from here is what lesson is goodness for the believers. That the believers will understand the importance of hijab, the importance of a separation of the sexes. They were the most purest woman, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, and one sahabi, a very pious person. When they were alone for some time, and that was because of some necessity, Allah Ta'ala made it such that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha got left behind, and he met up with her, and for a short while they were together, and so much of tuhmat, such accusations people made against them, and the most purest of people, so which man and woman thereafter can ever have trust upon himself, then tuhmat won't come upon him. He must make sure he observes the laws of parda and hijab. When the laws are not observed, then obviously all of these things will happen. People will start accusing you, people will put fingers upon you, marriages can be destroyed because of the death. So it is so severe. So make sure you follow the laws of parda and hijab properly so that this thing doesn't ever happen in future. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this for our own protection, our own safety, so that a person's chastity is protected and no one accuses that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people, however, who accuse these pure women, very, very severe warning Allah Ta'ala has given, لُعِنُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. There will be a curse in this world in the year after. For them it's a very, very severe punishment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions also that at the same time, lesson of akhlaq and character. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is one cousin. He accused Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu, he was amongst those people who accused her. He was a true believer, but eventually he was lashed 80 times because of accusing her after the ayat of the Quran Sharif came down. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu took a qasam. He used to help and assist this person. And the same person now spoke bad about his daughter. So he took a qasam and an oath, I'll never help this person again. So Allah Ta'ala sent ayat of the Quran, that a person of great virtue, Allah has given him wealth. How can you take a qasam that you won't help these people, the poor people, those who are family members, those who have made hijrat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلْيَعْفُ وَلْيَسْفَحُ. Learn to forgive and forget and overlook. And أَلَا تُحِبُونَ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you love that Allah must forgive you? You will forgive other people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu immediately broke his qasam. He paid kafara for it. And then he started helping his cousin. And according to some narrations, double of what he was getting, he started giving him even more. Even though he had caused hurt and harm to him. So this must be the akhlaq which we bring within ourselves. Then to protect our chastity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that we must not enter anybody's house without seeking permission. The main reason of seeking permission is that we don't look in someone's house, we see something which is undesirable, incorrect. When a person goes to a door, don't look in the house, peep in the house, but knock on the door, look down, all the adab and etiquette which we are taught. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Tell the believers, they must lower their gazes and protect their private parts. Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that Allah Ta'ala from the root has cut it off. When a person look after his gazes, inshallah, he won't go to the next, the last level, which is of immorality and immodesty. But even, so a person must from the starting look after his gazes, not look at haram. ذَلِكَ أَسْكَالَهُمْ This is more purer for a person. Or this is a complete purity for a person when you will lower his gazes. And the ilaj, so this is the benefit, that a person wants purity of the heart, he wants purity of the mind, he wants purity of the eyes, he wants purity in his marriage, that when a person will lower his gazes. And what's the ilaj and the cure for it? The yaqeen must come into a person, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَسْنُونَ Allah is watching us. Allah is fully aware exactly what I am doing. So when a person has got this yaqeen, inshallah, he'll be able to lower his gazes. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the women folk also, they also must lower their gazes, protect themselves. And then Allah ta'ala says they must cover themselves completely. They must ensure they are covered properly. And in front of other men, they must never show their body or parts of their body also. There are certain people who Allah ta'ala has allowed, their husbands, their fathers, father-in-laws, brothers, or their father-in-laws, their children, the brothers, the nephews, the nieces, Muslim women. So in front of non-Muslim women also, where a woman can keep her face and her arms open only in front of non-Muslim women, but the rest of the body must be covered. Many of our women are very, very negligent in this. For example, the hair is left open, or other parts of the body, are left open in front of non-Muslim women. So even if they are workers at home, we have to make sure we are covered completely. Only in front of other Muslim women, maybe our hair can be exposed, etc. In front of our parents, in front of our brothers, etc. And then your slaves, if a person has got slaves like in the past times, or small children who do not have any proper understanding, or some people who are like a bit mad, they are not well, they got no desire for women. If there is no parada observed from them, then it's permissible also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all of these things here. So we should be very particular about this masala. Many times we are very negligent and lax when it comes, for example, to our cousins, when it comes to our brother-in-laws and sister-in-laws, when there is no hijab observed there, or when it comes to our nephews, our nieces, I mean, a nephew's wife, person is his nephew, it's permissible, but a wife, or your uncle, your father's brother, or your mother's brothers, their spouses, there's also hijab from them. So many people are negligent about that. Then many people have got workers in the houses, and there's no hijab taking place there. Sometimes we've got people from other nationalities, they're working in the kitchen with the woman folk, and what evils it leads towards. So these are all completely not permissible at all. Or the woman has got a driver, and he drives her around everywhere. So these are not permissible at all. And then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَا يَذْرِبْنَ بِأَرْجُلِهِنَّ لِيُعْلَمَ A woman mustn't knock her legs on the ground also hard. So that people, what is the sound of that also, they mustn't come to know of this, yeah. Because it will also create shock in a person. This woman, what nice bangles, anklets she's got. It's making such a nice sound. I wonder how she must be looking, what she must be sounding like. So from here, the ulama take out the masala also, that if that sound is not permissible, then to a greater extent, the voice of a woman, a person has to be more careful about it there. And this is also where many people fall. Many of our ulama mentioned, for a male, for example, to teach a woman woman for Quran Sharif, is that permissible at all? Or many times, male ustaz are speaking, they've got female students, and they are teaching them, they're wearing a hijab only, but they're talking freely to one another. This leads to a lot of fitna and a lot of evils. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. This is why Allah Ta'ala says after the tubu ila Allah jami'an ayyuhal mu'minun. O believers, every one of you must make tawbah. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah says that especially in a matter of lust and desire, where everybody falls. So Allah Ta'ala said, every one of you, O believers, males and females, every one of you must make tawbah. Because how the nafs plays with a person and deceives a person. A person feels, I'm just talking to this person, I'm innocent. But nafs is playing with a person, pushing a person. Our Akabir mentioned right at the end of their lives, that they say, we never don't trust our nafs. When it comes to young boys also, when it comes to ladies also, a person has to be very, very careful, very particular about this, how nafs plays havoc with a person. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرَةٌ وَلَوْ أَلْقَىٰ مَعَاذِيرَهُ Nafs, many times, his man has got inside over his nafs, even though he puts forward many excuses and he tries to cover up and justify for himself. So Allah Ta'ala protect and save us from the evil of our nafs. See, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if you really want chastity and purity in your life, make nikah. Make nikah common amongst the people. When nikah becomes common, then zina will go away. And when nikah is difficult, all the customs and all difficult things, then it becomes difficult. And in time of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, some ulama have mentioned that it was a common. As soon as a woman became a widow, after her iddat, she would get married again. Because there was no woman in Medina Munawwara kept without being married. Besides the Azwaj Mutahara, they couldn't get married after that. But otherwise, generally, every other woman was married. As soon as the husband divorced her, somebody would get married to her. So it was a very pure society. When nikah becomes armed, then it's difficult to make zina. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَكُونُ فُقَرَاءَ If a person is frightened, he's poor, he hasn't got money, he will make nikah, Allah Ta'ala will make you wealthy. Allah will look after you. If your intention is a chastity and purity, Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance is with that person who wants to protect himself. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the ayat of Nur, where Allah Ta'ala gives certain examples. If a person is following these commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially looking after his state city, the Nur will come into that person's heart. He's got the Nur of Iman and the Nur of A'mal and good actions. It's a very, very powerful and very great Nur. And this Nur will be attained fi buyutin, in such houses in which the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken. People, men, are making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. The masajid, the khankas, Tablighi Marakiz, all of these places, people are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will get this Nur. And those people who do not have the Nur, the kuffar and disbelievers, there will be great destruction for them in this dunya also, in the akhirat also. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, coming to the end of the surah, he mentions that the believers, their quality is such that as soon as Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give them a command, immediately they say, Sami'ana wa ta'ana. They don't make ifs and buts. And they are the completely successful people. And when a person will have these qualities, then Allah Ta'ala will eventually give them khilafat. Allah has promised them, the people of Iman and good actions, Allah will make them the khalifas on the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen which He liked for them, Allah Ta'ala will establish that on the earth. Which He liked the deen of the khulafai Rashidin, Allah Ta'ala established that in the world. And Allah Ta'ala will change the fear into safety. It was such fear in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But when Islam came, deen came, and khilafat came, then all of this fear was removed and aman and safety came in the Islamic world. In coming to the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a few other masail regarding the chastity. The maqsad is not the difficulty. The object is for protecting of your chastity. That is why small children who do not have desires, Allah ta'ala says, allow them. They are allowed in the room without even asking permission, except at certain times when the parents are resting or some of the clothing might be removed. And when they also, the children reach the age of bulugh now observe all the laws of Shariat, or the laws of, because they also now are getting this desire within themselves. Don't say a small person. Certain women who are very old, for them to remove their face covering in front of men, is permissible. But however, Allah Ta'ala says, if they conceive themselves and they look after themselves, even at the old age where there's no desire for them also, this is far better for them. And especially in today's time where there's so much of fitness around, a person has to be more careful about these matters. That is why ulama say also for women folk at home, like brothers and sisters, it's not that level of hijab. Or father-in-laws and daughter-in-laws to a greater extent also, there is not that amount of hijab, but still a person has to be very cautious. Because unfortunately, because of the television and because of the media, so many people are falling into incest. What in what cases of Muslim people are falling into incest, brothers and sisters, because the way the woman is dressing in the house, and the boy is watching this film, he's watching this TV, and then he gets aroused his desires, and then he falls into haram. So a person has to be very, very careful in these matters. So in all the masail of chastity and purity, a person must make more ihtiyat and more precaution, and the whole sum total you can say is haya and shame. That we have to bring this quality of haya within ourselves. Unfortunately, as we had mentioned yesterday, it has been taken out from us. But the person has to make more effort to bring this, inculcate these qualities within ourselves. At the ending of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that those who go against the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they must fear that some fitna will come to them in this worldly life. Or a very severe punishment will come to them in the year after when the person goes against the commands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many times you don't follow the laws of parda and hijab in the families also. Then we find what and what problems happen in our families. We wonder why is this happening? It's because we did not observe the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us true understanding.